Part 2. Trespasses. Adam drinks his caffeine-free tea like the connoisseur he is. He buys it in a specialty vegan store down in Santa Cruz. No animals have been harmed in the making of this tea. No humans have been exploited. He keeps it in a special tin in the break room. It looks like a child's tiny treasure chest, dark blue with rockets and spaceships and planets on it in glorious reds and yellows and greens. The tea itself comes in individually wrapped cloth bags, like those in jewelry shops. He always pours the hot water into his cup first, then dips the tea into it. He wouldn't despoil it with milk or sugar. He sips at it all morning. It must be stone cold by noon when he takes in the last dregs. But the expression on his face as he swallows the last of it is as ecstatic as with the first taste. Adam's been trying to get Jane's attention all day. He's been walking by her station in the back greenhouse, offering her, in sequence, some of his fowl tea, a banana, a handful of raisins, and the last wild bluebell of the season. The flowers apparently blanket the ground to the rear of the warehouse every summer, under the live oaks, he says. He paces back and forth in front of her station in the greenhouse. He's like a dog spoiling for a walk. "What is it?" Jane finally asks. He's silent for a moment, standing in the doorway of the greenhouse, his blonde hair sparkling in the filtered sunlight. He looks like a holy innocent. "Nothing, man, really," he says. "You look nice today." Adam is in superb shape. His hair is thick and bleached by the sun, and he wears it down to his shoulders, typically in a ponytail, but sometimes loose. He uses tons of sunscreen so he doesn't have any lines on his face. Madonna and Jesus, Helen liked to call them. And indeed, Jane felt toward Adam matronly in a safe way. He was male, and he was younger and not particularly vulnerable, so he didn't suck her in. He triggered no emotions except a mild, distant fondness. He was very safe. "Come here," he says. "Smell this." And she sniffs at the leaves of the flower he is holding. Delight. Calmness. Aromatherapy, Adam says. It's very real.